Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is 361. Are you worried to death? Are you constantly worrying about everything? Many legal nurse consultants worry about relationships, finances, parents, children, their jobs, or their business. In Legal Nurse Podcast 360, Seth Greenwald shared his thoughts about the themes of anxiety, stress, and mindset, and how to control those gremlins. I'm Pat Iyer, and this is Iyer's Insights, one of the twice-weekly Legal Nurse podcast shows. Your negative thoughts can take control of your mind and drive you crazy, prevent you from sleeping well, and disrupt your concentration. So in this show, I'm going to share some strategies that will help you get those positive thoughts back in your brain. You might worry if the attorney will be happy with the report you prepared. You worry that you won't get in enough cases. You can worry that you'll get too many cases and you won't be able to handle them all. You worry your subcontractor will miss the key points and the attorney will be angry. You worry the attorney will balk at the large invoice. Do I have to go on? You get the point. Worry is that sense of fear that can overcome you in relation to your work or illness or other situations. A few individuals even suffer from panic attacks where their level of worry is so high that it's debilitating. I remember one such event in my life when I developed an intense worry about one of my sons. I paced around the house. I felt like my heart was going to jump out of my chest. I felt helpless and out of control. That was the day I realized what people meant when they said they had anxiety attacks. We worry about the future, believing we are helpless about how to influence what will happen next in our lives. I've come to trust that we're not helpless. As entrepreneurs, we know we can be in charge, and we can change our circumstances as we need to, yet we still worry. In most cases, we worry about matters that have not happened or something we imagine will occur. One of my wise friends said that when we worry, we pay interest on a debt we may even never have. You've heard the expression sick with worry or worried to death. You may be all keyed up with nothing to fight and no way to turn off those chemicals that are produced by attention. You become a time bomb who's not allowed to explode, so consequently you implode. If that happens often, it can have a dangerous effect on your health. Let's revisit our pathophysiology concepts just for a few minutes. Every system in your body is affected by worry. Besides raising blood pressure, increasing blood clotting, worry can prompt your liver to produce more cholesterol, all of which can raise your risk of heart attack and stroke. Muscle stress can produce headaches, back pain, and other body aches. Are you like me and you get tight shoulder muscles from tension? Worry can also trigger an increase in stomach acid and either slow or speed up muscle contractions in your intestines, which can lead to stomach aches, constipation, diarrhea, gas, or heartburn. Worry can affect your skin as well. It can affect your respiratory system and aggravate asthma. Growing evidence even proposes that chronic worry can compromise your immune system, making you more vulnerable to bacteria, viruses, and perhaps even cancer. There's one thing that worrying does not do. It does not make the situation better. Therefore, we have to find an alternative to worrying so we have less worry and less stress in our lives. Most of us, when we worry, are not even aware that it has begun. That's the nature of habits. That's why learning to become aware of your worrying is fundamental to any technique of worry reduction. Start out by noticing you are worrying. Become more aware of it, observe it with the goal in mind of catching the worry as soon as it starts. In enforcing any of these worry reduction methods, the earlier you apply them, the more effective in the long run the technique will be. This is because the longer an episode of worrying lasts, the more the habit is reinforced, and the more you are strengthening the bonds between the worrisome ideas. Put differently, you are reinforcing the habit. Therefore, the earlier you catch worrying, the less you strengthen the habit. I would suggest to you, you should count your worrying. In learning to keep an eye on your worrying, it's useful to keep track of how often it happens during the day. Pull out that cell phone that is never farther than 1 foot away from you and open a note and record when you are worried. At the end of the day, write down the total. Watch this trend over several days. This reminder is helpful to you to observe and to catch worrying. It also offers information on how much time you spend worrying. Then, as you begin to apply worry reduction strategies and continue to track the day-to-day frequency of worrying, you'll be able to see what impact your strategies are having. Counting your worry episodes can also have a subtle effect of reducing them. Use relaxation methods for bodily disturbance, especially when you're having trouble going to sleep. Use these techniques. I can tell you from personal experience they work better than a glass of wine or Ambien. First, practice a relaxing image. Picture yourself on a scene that creates a sense of calm and peacefulness. For example, lying on a warm beach, sitting next to a brook in a beautiful valley, or reclining in your favorite chair at home. Let go of all other thoughts and immerse yourself in this picture as if you were actually there. Second, focus your attention on your breathing every time you inhale and exhale. Say the word relax or calm or any other word that's significant to you when you exhale. Third point, deliberately tense up different groups of muscles for about 5 seconds, then release that tension all at once and concentrate for a minute on the feelings of relaxation that enter those muscles once you've released them. I usually start at my toes and I work upward. And fourth point, breathe with your stomach rather than your chest, and with practice, learn to breathe at a rate of about 8 to 10 breaths per minute. With each of these techniques, you'll notice thoughts intruding. Just let them pass through your mind and gently focus your attention back on the relaxation process. With practice, your ability to let go of thinking is likely to increase, making it easier to let go of worrisome thoughts during the day. You can practice such methods for 10 to 15 minutes twice a day, just to build up your ability to elicit a relaxation response briefly. Whenever you catch yourself beginning to worry or notice bodily tension or upset. And my last point is, have fun. Legal nurse consulting is a serious business. We get involved when people are hurt. One of the best things that seems to help when we're overcome with worry and stress is that we're finding creative ways to entertain ourselves. I'll conclude this show with suggestions for how to bring more joy into your life. First, listen to music when you work. Having pleasant, relaxing music in the background makes me more productive. Point two, use your cell phone to take pictures. Head out to anywhere with your camera and challenge yourself to have a great time noticing the details through the lens of your device. Third point, read something that interests you. This is probably something that could intrigue you for hours at a time. I make it a point to turn off my distractions and my electronics every night at 10 o'clock. I immerse myself in a book for at least an hour, usually two, before going to sleep. Fourth point, draw or color or paint. Remember when you were younger and you could spend hours making art? Unless you're an artist now, you may have stopped doing that kind of thing. Start up again. You don't have to be a good artist to have a good time being creative. Buy an adult coloring book and go at it. Point five, check your local newspapers for announcements about activities. You'll find there's a lot to do in your area and there's a lot to learn. Six, hold a comedy or talent night at your house. Gather the bravest group of friends that you have and invite them over to perform stand-up comedy. Or if you're not the comedian type, you can do karaoke or some other form of performance art with your friends and family members. It's a guaranteed good time if you have laid-back friends who can laugh at themselves. Ask friends who play an instrument to come over for a jam session. Seven, spend time making a wish list. One of the best things that you can do is to daydream. Sit down and spend some time making a wish list of all the things you would like to have or do in your life. Make a list of goals. Places to travel someday, achievements you'd like to have, things you want to change about yourself, or make a list of silly things that you would do if you had $1 billion, or who you want to meet in a past life. You can find that this inspires you to do more with your life, or you may just find it's fun to daydream for a while all by yourself. Point eight. People watch. Go somewhere where there are many people and just watch them. People are fascinating. You will overhear things and witness things that will totally surprise you. This is particularly fun in large cities. For example, New York City is one of the most entertaining places on earth. I've also found my trips to India to see my family to be memorable. I've seen women sitting in the sun making gravel by hitting stones with hammers. I've seen live chickens tied to the handlebar of a bike. I've seen people balancing enormous loads on their heads. Every trip there makes me appreciate the things that I take for granted. Point nine, go hiking. Get your blood pumping by finding a spot near you where you can hike or just go for regular walks. There's a lot to see when you get out of your car. The physical exercise is good for you, but it's also a chance to really enjoy your surroundings for a change that makes walking fun. 10. Dance at community dance events. Dance with friends. Dance in the privacy of your own home. You don't have to have a rhythm or special shoes to be able to shake your body and feel good. Loosen up and have fun with it. And the last point is make up stories. It's fun to stretch your imagination. Create stories. Write your own or get one or more people together to tell stories aloud to each other. Tell your own stories or work on stories together. Don't worry about getting the words exactly right. Instead, get the ideas flowing and enjoy watching your own mind expand with new thoughts. You'll find these activities are fun and will help you get worry under control. Before I end the show, I have an announcement. You may have heard me speak about the five pillars of legal nurse consulting. I believe these are essential for success. The five pillars are expertise, marketing, client relationships, business development, and finance. I've studied the reports I receive from the company that hosts this podcast, and I've identified the most downloaded shows. I selected the top four shows in each of the five pillars. To round it out, I added a sixth category Stories of Successful Legal Nurse Consultants. In addition to being able to get the bundle of shows on my website, you'll also be able to download a mini workbook so you can take notes, record your insights, and focus on the key points. Very soon, you'll be able to get access to these top shows on my website, podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. They aren't there yet. Listen to this show for the announcement of when they're ready. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.